Hello?
Yeah, hello. Can I talk to Candice?
This is Candice.
Candice Lavelle, right?
Yes.
Candice, this is Victor Reiser on behalf of Credit One Bank. And I'm calling in regards to your Visa Platinum credit card, okay?
Visa Platinum? The king of all cards.
Uh-huh.
Is there a better one than Platinum? That sounds like it rules.
Candice, what I can see is your account is behind by 2 months. And the last time you made a payment was on 17th of last month for $27, right?
Yeah, it's weird. You're always in this world a little behind, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Who really is ready even for death when it comes? There's still a few things you'd like to do.
Mm-hmm. Sir, your account is past due by 2 months with a minimum payment of $142 and a balance of $491.67. So exactly what is the amount you can come up to at least so that I can move your account out of collections and buy you some more time?
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking of just giving you everything. Maybe for once I should catch up and then check out and just check out altogether.
Mm-hmm. Sir, what I'm explaining to you is your account has come back to Credit One Bank. You missed your payments for a long 3 months. So your account was with some other agency on third level of correction. Now your account is into Credit Fund Bank.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to be square with Credit One, square with the boss, square with the wife, square with your friends and your parents, and caught up on everything? Even your commitment to your God, so that you could die in peace.
I'm not understanding, sir. I'm exactly calling you for the payment on the card, and you are giving me some other explanation. At least take care of your 1 month's past due, that is $12.05, so that I can buy you some more time and reduce the delinquency on the account.
Buy me time. That's what I don't want anymore, is more time. I want to be clear of all this, once and for all, everything, so that tonight I can end it. And it can be over.
So how much would you like to pay, sir?
All of it.
All of it?
All of it. And I'd like to give you a little something extra for the hassle of having to call.
Sir, can you tell me what is the amount you can come up with and we can do the transaction right away?
Whatever the amount is, that'll make you people perfectly happy with me, so that if anybody comes up to you after I'm gone, say tomorrow morning, you can say, he did well by us.
So how would you like to do that payment, sir? From a debit card?
Is there any way at all I can personally deliver it along with a small gift?
Well, you want to pay us in the cash?
Ideally.
You don't have a checking or a savings account?
No, I keep all my money in a mason jar in a backyard vault.
But the last time you made a payment, it was from your checking account.
Yes, I had that, but then they come after me with overdraft charges, and they're upset. They're just another somebody out there I have to square with before I break out the heavy artillery tonight.
Do you receive your statements every month from Credit One Bank?
When I had a mailbox, but the post office took that box because they said I wasn't maintaining it properly.
Okay, sir. Can you verify your mailing address to me just for the verification purpose?
Sure. 1437 Grassy Yard.
I'm really sorry, sir, but I have a different mailing address with me.
Oh.
I'll go ahead and update the new address so that you receive your statements on time. Hold on a line for a quick moment. Let me find out with my supervisor so that I can at least do something good on your account, okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right, just hold on for a quick moment.
All right. A ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she sails. Far away, from your land of endless sunshine to my land full of wicked wind and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship to England, though my heart be torn apart upon the sea. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Tomorrow I'll be on a ship to the afterlife.
Am I talking to Candace Lavelle?
Yeah.
How are you?
This is my last day on Earth.
Well, I would not comment on that, sir. I don't think that's going to happen, sir.
Oh, okay. It's a guarantee.
You may live long.
Yeah, no, actually, no.
You may live long.
No.
You may live long.
That's it.
So, Ms. Lavelle, my name is Dan Dawson, and I'm the field supervisor with the Credit One Bank, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, may I know the reason why you got behind, sir?
I lost everything. I lost everything. Everything I own, I had taken from me, and that is why today is my last day on Earth.
Well, don't say like that, sir. You may live long, okay? And, I mean, how exactly are you going to take care of this account? Do you have any intention to pay on this account any further or not?
Well, I told the gentleman what I wanted to do was deliver some cash and square this along with a small gift. Is that possible?
Small gift?
Gift,
what
yeah.
What kind of gift are you talking about, sir?
My old man's railroad watch.
Well, sir, we don't need any gifts, right? But what we need on your account, you just got to pay something on your account so we can send your account back to the normal.
Mm-hmm. How about if I give you twice the amount in cash and get it over there early evening?
Well, how are you gonna, pay us cash? I mean, we don't accept cash, right?
You don't accept cash? I didn't think I'd live long enough to hear that. You don't accept cash. Do you accept gold?
No.
So you're not into
Period.
Money, really. You're just into fraudulent representations.
Why you are saying that?
Well, here we have what has worked as currency on this planet since the beginning of time, and you guys want nothing to do with it. Meanwhile, this new invention...
No, you can... Okay, you cannot pay, cash on your account, but you can, what you can do, you can, pay over the phone by using your Master Debit Card, Master Visa Debit
All
Card,
right.
or,
how
you know,
about,
you can use
how
your second
about
account.
A certified check from the bank, a money order?
That would be great, sir.
Great! That's what I'm going to do. All of it.
Okay, and you're going to pay the entire balance?
Everything.
$491, $491.67.
And you don't want the railroad watch?
No. Why would I? Why would we need there?
I want it to go to somebody who's going to take care of it. Otherwise, it'll just go to the estate.
Well, go to go to your family or friends, and
what have they done for me? Nothing. Here I am in this state with nothing. Where are they lining up with something like some chicken soup or something? I got nothing.
We don't need that, sir.
I have a beautiful
okay.
Persian rug. Would you like that?
No, sir. Yeah. You're gonna pay us $491.67.
Yes.
I appreciate that you're going to take care of your entire balance today. But, today is the 60th day on your account, and by tomorrow, you will be getting assessed with a late fee and over the limit fee as well on your account because your account is late, and tomorrow is the last day, sir, okay? So instead of a money order, you can do a money gram, a wire transfer.
In that case, let's do a money gram and a candy gram. What kind of candy do you like?
Well, I don't think that there is a facility to do a candy gram. I haven't heard about it.
Oh, yeah. They're very common. Have you heard of a strip-a-gram?
We don't need any candy, sir.
Okay.
Ms. Lavelle?
We'll go with the gramophone.
That's not a gramophone. That's a money gram. You can go to the Walmart, okay? And you can do a money gram there.
Walmart?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah, I do.
You can go to the Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart. Oh, boy.
Location would be Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas? What are you going to do with my money?
Sorry?
Sin City? I'm supposed to send it there?
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do with it?
Are we going to apply that amount into your balance?
In Vegas.
In Vegas.
With
correct.
All the temptation around you.
Oh, you know, our office, the head office is in Vegas, sir. Okay?
All right.
Okay? And you just need to put down your account number, or your card number, okay? And, okay, so could you please read the numbers back to me so I can make sure that you have got the right numbers?
Yes. Grab them here.
Deliver out?
Yeah.
Could you please read the numbers back to me?
I'm trying. Hang on. Well, they're here. They'd get here so quickly. The hellhounds are here for me. I thought I had another 24 hours. The hellhounds, they have arrived, and they are here to drag me away. Are you familiar with the hellhounds, sir?
No, sir, I am not.
They come when the time arrives, and I thought I had till tomorrow morning. My life is being cut a little shorter than I thought, and I am going to be dragged away now.
That will not happen, sir. Don't worry about it. Just believe in yourself, okay? You got to live longer. This is not the time to go back, you know?
It's too late, sir.
No, it's not late, sir. It's not late. You got to see something more, you know? Candace? Mr. Lavelle?
This is Candace Lavelle's brother, Dan.
Where is Candace?
Well, Candace is here, but I've taken the phone away. One of the things I wanted you to know about Candace is... Candace is
okay.
A very disturbed person. I've been uncomfortable with allowing him to answer the phone. I've been uncomfortable with having the phone here during the day. Candace is a very disturbed individual... needs to be medicated and should not be taken seriously.
Well, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear about that, sir. Can I have your first name?
Yes, my name is Doug Lavelle.
Okay. Lavelle, my name is Dan Dawson, and I'm the first supervisor with the Credit One Bank.
Yes.
Can I talk to Candace once? I just need to have an authorization from Candace so I can discuss something with you. So,
oh,
you
sure.
Know, you can
yes.
explain him.
All right, okay. I'll get Candace over here. Candace, will you step back over by the phone? Hello?
Yeah, am I talking to Candace Lavelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, sir. My name is Dan Dawson, and I'm the first supervisor with the Credit One Bank, right?
Yeah.
So are you authorizing Doug, so we can go ahead and discuss your account with him so we can come up with some kind of arrangement?
Oh, sure, sure.
Thank you, sir. Put him through, sir. I'll talk to him.
Okay,
now.
Just a minute, please.
Hello?
Am I talking to Doug?
This is Doug.
Okay. Okay, so my name is Dan Dawson, the first supervisor with the Credit One, right?
Yes.
And I'm calling in reference to his Visa Platinum Card account with the Credit One Bank, which is late by 3 months, right?
Right.
And I was talking to Candace, and he agreed to pay the entire balance, right, $491.67, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to know how exactly he's going to make this payment, sir.
Almost every penny that son of a gun has. And he had a lot of money. He could have paid this 100 times over. Went to the sex change operation. Don't you think it's a little odd, a fella named Candace? And only halfway through. Shower time's a little ugly. So that money is
okay.
Gone. I mean, he's in debt to the Mayo Clinic up to his eyeballs.
Okay. Is there any way so he can make a small payment arrangement so this account doesn't go for further collections? Because, his 1 month's advance due is only $12.05.
Well, let's talk to the creature. Hang on.
Okay.
Creature says no.
I mean, what exactly he wants to do with his account? I mean, he's going to stop paying this account, or... Because, you know, I just need to know so I can document on this account, because this account is really looking bad. And now there is a great possibility that this account might go for further collections, and it might go to the third-party collections as well. Mm. And, you know, that would create, you know, a lot of hassles and a lot of problems as well.
Now I'll address that question to the creature. The answer is no, I'm sorry.
Okay, so could you please ask him, is he refusing to pay on this account?
I will ask the creature.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, yes.
Okay, I'll be documenting on this account for the same that he refused to pay on this account, okay?
I don't want that man talking for me.
Hello?
I don't want that man talking for me.
Am I talking to Candace?
Yes, that man came and just was checking the gas meter, and now he thinks he can run my life. I'm autonomous. I run my own life.
You know, I want to tell you something, man, okay? Well, first of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Dan Dawson, and I am the floor supervisor with Credit One Bank. And I was talking to a gentleman, and he introduced himself as Candace Bedrell.
He's not! That's my brother, Tim. These guys are always goofing.
Yes, I was wondering, how can Candace be a male, you know?
Yes, he's not. They should never have been talking for me.
Yeah, that's correct, ma'am. You know, they did something wrong, ma'am, you know,
yes.
According to my information. So, you know, I have gone ahead and, you know, disclosed the matter as well because the man identified himself as Candace Bedrell, right?
Well, wait a minute. How can you people do that? What if a person is lying?
Ma'am, according to the FDCPA, somebody is identifying, him or herself as a cardholder or a customer. We are allowed to discuss the matter with them, right?
That hardly seems fair.
Well, I do understand. That's what I was wondering, ma'am, that how can a Candace be a man?
Well, why didn't you ask him?
Well, I asked him twice, ma'am.
Why didn't you say to him, how can you be a man?
Well, he was so adamant that you are talking to Candace Bedrell, ma'am. I know that, we should have disclosed the matter to anybody else, but, he has gone ahead and, he was talking out of his hand,
Don't you think it would be wise to have some sort of identifying statement made, maybe Social Security number, something that would help you know you're speaking to the right person?
Well, that is not, a necessary...
Yes, it is, because otherwise anybody could pretend to be anyone else, and you people can waste your time all day. It's important to know, to verify that you're talking to the right person.
Well, I do apologize. Candace, I do apologize. It's my personal apologies, ma'am, okay? And the reason why we were calling you at this point in time, because, I'm talking about your account, ma'am, the Visa Platinum Card account, which is late by 60 days, and tomorrow you will be getting assessed with the late fee and with the limit fee. So we were looking for some sort of payment arrangement so this account doesn't go for further collections, ma'am, because,
How do you even know right now, right at this moment, that you're talking to Candace Lavelle?
Well, you identify yourself as Candace Lavelle.
But my brothers identified themselves that way, too.
Okay, could you please verify me the last 4 digits of your social?
I have absolutely no idea because I'm not Candace Lavelle.
Who are you then?
I'm just a guy who lives in St. Paul and gets calls from you people quite a bit.
So why you have given me the wrong information?
To try and teach you.
You did, no.
Try
no.
and teach you,
you
people.
You need not to teach me something. You need not to teach me something.
Yes,
okay?
I do. I need to teach
no,
you,
you
that
do
you
not.
Cannot
you
do
not,
this.
Ma'am.
Yes.
You do
you
not,
need
to ma'am.
New, you need to
you
learn a hard lesson
you
in life.
You teach me something.
I
okay?
am teaching
according
you right
law,
now.
Listen to me now.
You're going to the school of hard knocks.
You listen to me now. You listen to me now, okay? According to the FDCPA, if somebody identifies himself or herself as a cardholder or the customer, we are allowed to talk to them.
What do you think about that rule? What do you think about that? Do you think that's right?
Go ahead and, you know, go ahead and talk to the, who made that, those laws.
But what about you?
Responsible for that.
What about your own personal responsibility?
I'm doing my job. And let me
That's
do my
what
job,
they
okay?
said in Nazi Germany.
Do not teach me anything.
They said that
not
in Germany. We were just following orders. And
I'm
look
not
what
talking about Germany. I'm talking about America, okay?
I'm telling you, you can't just follow orders. You've got to go into your own heart and ask yourself, is this right?
We are following which we need to follow, sir.
No!
Okay?
You are a robot! You are a robot!
No, I'm not.
You're blindly following orders!
Well, I'm following the law.
Because of this, you waste your time!
Which was created by you guys, okay?
You guys?
I did not create the law. Yes, sir. I did not create the law.
Wait a minute.
Okay?
Who are you? Aren't you one of us?
Apparently not. I'm from overseas.
Oh! You divest yourself of any connection.
You got to tell me who are you.
I'm just a man. Just a man like
Let
you.
Let me talk to Candace.
All right.
Talk to Candace.
I'll get her.
Hello?
Who is this?
Candace?
Could you please verify me the last four of your social?
7446?
No. Then you are not Candace.
Very good.
Talk to Candace and don't play with me, okay?
Very good. You're learning. Finally, you're learning. See, you have learned your lesson. You're asking that question and you never used to. You did learn. I've taught you. I have taught you. This is a beautiful moment.
You are
You have learned
me,
a lesson. This is glorious. Now you ask that question. Isn't it great? Now you're asking
because
that question. Congratulations to you.
I am ordering you. I'm commanding you.
Oh no, the joke's on you, I'm afraid. I guess you thought we had it made. The joke's on you, I believe, but I ain't laughing up my sleeve. The joke's on you, but you can tell the joke's on me as well.